the social-emotional dimension. While the physical, spiritual, and mental dimensions are closely related to habits 1, 2, and 3, centered on the principles of personal vision, leadership, and management, the social-emotional dimension focuses on habits 4, 5, and 6, centered on the principles of interpersonal leadership, empathic communication, and creative cooperation. The social and the emotional dimensions of our lives are tied together because our emotional life is primarily, but not exclusively, developed out of and manifested in our relationships with others. Renewing our social-emotional dimension does not take time in the same sense that renewing the other dimensions do. We can do it in our normal, everyday interactions with other people, but it definitely requires exercise. We may have to push ourselves because many of us have not achieved the level of private victory and the skills of public victory necessary for habits 4, 5, and 6 to come naturally to us in all of our interactions. Suppose you are a key person in my life. You might be my boss, my subordinate, my coworker, my friend, my neighbor, my spouse, my child, a member of my extended family, anyone with whom I want or need to interact. Suppose we need to communicate together, to work together, to discuss a jugular issue, to accomplish a purpose or solve a problem. But we see things differently. We're looking through different glasses. You see the young lady, and I see the old woman. So I practice habit 4. I come to you and say, I can see that we're approaching this situation differently. Why don't we agree to communicate until we can find a solution we both feel good about? Would you be willing to do that? Most people would be willing to say yes to that. Then move to habit 5. Let me listen to you first. And instead of listening with the intent to reply, I listen empathically in order to deeply, thoroughly understand your paradigm. When I can explain your point of view as well as you can, then I focus on communicating my point of view to you so that you can understand that as well. Based on the commitment to search for a solution that we both feel good about and a deep understanding of each other's points of view, we move to habit 6. We work together to produce third alternative solutions to our differences that we both recognize are better than the ones either you or I proposed initially. Success in habits 4, 5, and 6 is not primarily a matter of intellect. It is primarily a matter of emotion. It's highly related to our sense of personal security. If our personal security comes from sources within ourselves, then we have the strength to practice the habits of public victory. If we are emotionally insecure, even though we may be intellectually very advanced, practicing habits 4, 5, and 6 with people who think differently on jugular issues of life can be terribly threatening. Where does this intrinsic security come from? It doesn't come from what other people think of us or how they treat us. It doesn't come from the scripts they've handed us. It doesn't come from our circumstances or our position. It comes from within. It comes from accurate paradigms and correct principles deep in our mind and heart. It comes from inside-out congruence, from living a life of integrity in which our daily habits reflect our deepest values. I believe that a life of integrity is the most fundamental source of personal worth. I do not agree with the popular success literature that says self-esteem is primarily a matter of mindset, of attitude, or of other people's favorable opinions. Peace of mind comes when your life is in harmony with true principles and values, and in no other way. There is also the intrinsic security that comes as a result of effective interdependent living. There is security in knowing that win-win solutions do exist, that life is not always either-or, that there are almost always mutually beneficial third alternatives. There is security in knowing that you can step out of your own frame of reference without giving it up, and that you can really deeply understand another human being. There is security that comes when you authentically creatively and cooperatively interact with other people and really experience these interdependent habits. There is intrinsic security that comes from service, from helping other people in a meaningful way. One important source is your work, when you see yourself in a contributive and creative mode, really making a difference. Another source is anonymous service, where no one knows about it and no one necessarily ever will. And that's not the concern. The concern is blessing the lives of other people. Influence, not recognition, becomes the motive. Viktor Frankl focused on the need for meaning and purpose in our lives, something that transcends our own lives and taps the best energies within us. The late Dr. Hans Selye, in his monumental research on stress, basically says that a long, healthy, and happy life is the result of making contributions, of having meaningful projects that are personally exciting and contribute to and bless the lives of others. His ethic was, earn thy neighbor's love. In the words of George Bernard Shaw, this is the true joy in life, that being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one, that being a force of nature, instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle to me. It's a sort of splendid torch, which I've got a hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations. Close quote. A good friend, N. Eldon Tanner, has said, service is the rent we pay for the privilege of living on this earth. And there are so many ways to serve. Whether or not we belong to a church or service organization or have a job that provides meaningful service opportunities, not a day goes by that we can't at least serve one other human being by making deposits of unconditional love.